When I was a young child, the dad of my brother-in-law would come by. He was retired, and he'd come by and pick me up and take me to go fishing with him. And he taught me a couple of phrases of fishing in Kansas. You have to know these things. If the wind is from the south, the bait goes in the mouth. If the wind is from the west, fishing's at its best. There's one for the east, but it's not good. So it's not, I mean, I could repeat it, but I could keep going on and on. If you want to fish in Kansas, you need to make sure that the wind is blowing from the west or from the south. It's whether the atmospheric pressure and all of the different things and changes and stuff, because it's from the north or it's from the east, you are not going to have a good day fishing. Not in Kansas. We know how to interpret the wind, the earth, and to understand what's going on around us. It was true at Jesus' generation, it's true for ours. But the second paragraph that Jesus says, when he says, judge for yourself, he's not saying make up what is true for yourself, like write your own laws, figure out your thing, judge for yourself. That's not what he means by this. Read the context. He is saying, you owe something to someone. You should be able to go to that person and in honesty say, I owe you $15. Here is the $15. And here's $2 more for interest because I didn't give it to you with a timely manner. You can do that. I can do that. Jesus is talking to people. He says, you know what is right. Why do you wait until you're hauled into court in order to pay them back? You judge for yourself what is right and true. You owe that person something. Give them what is their due. Admit your fault. What he's trying to use this as an example is to say, hey, all of you who are listening, all you scribes, you Pharisees, who are so self-assured in your own righteousness that you see no fault in yourself, you are missing the opportunity of God's mercy. Jesus, who is the mercy of God, is standing before them, ready to receive their confession of guilt so that he can impart mercy. But they don't believe that they have done anything wrong. And Jesus is warning them, if you do not humble yourself, if you do not recognize the wrongdoing that you have done, you will be hauled in front of a judge. And you will be thrown into prison until you pay back what is owed. Now is the time. When he's talking about interpreting the times, the seasons and things, he's like, it is the time of the Messiah. How can you not see this? So, those poor people in the gospel, right? You know, unable to see that. It's a good thing that we're not like them, right? Right? My brothers and sisters, we have the ability to know right and wrong. We have the ability to reconcile with those whom we have hurt. If we owe something to someone, pay it back. If we do not reconcile with those whom we have hurt, we will stand before a judge and we will be held accountable for the mercy or the justice that was owed to others by us that we did not give. Be generous and justice. I didn't say mercy, justice. You owe something to someone, give it to them. Give it to them yesterday, okay? Because you will be held accountable. So, yeah, good news of the gospel message. The time of mercy is now. Now is the time. When you are dead, when you stand before Jesus, it's too late. It's too late to render to those that you owe stuff to render it to them. You ain't taking anything with you. Give it all away, my brothers and sisters. Give it all away. Bless the people that are a part of your life by giving them the justice that is owed to them. And you can even be gregarious and give them even more just because. Amen.